from Tidbits on December 8th, 2008. This is the audio edition of Tidbits Gift Guide 2008, written by Tidbits staff. The results of our annual call for gift ideas and subsequent reader ratings of those ideas are in. We've exported the numbers, massaged the text file into import-ready shape, and browbeat numbers into analyzing the data so we can bring you the list of gifts that Tidbits readers really care about, either to give or to receive. Where possible, we've let our submitters describe below why they think a particular item would make a good gift. After you've read this year's top picks as chosen in the survey, be sure to check out the full Tidbits Talk threads, hardware, software, games, computer miscellaneous, and for the Macintosh-minded. The discussions are still active, so be sure to read them to find out more details about items that didn't quite make the cut in the survey, along with a slew of gift ideas that came in too late to be included in the survey. Apple software. Last year's top picks, macOS 10, 10.5 Leopard, iLife 08, and iWork 08, were no surprise then, making it even less of a surprise this year that those three once again took the top spots. We do have one warning for anyone considering iLife 08 or iWork 08 as a holiday gift. It's extremely likely that Macworld Expo in January 2009 will bring the release of iLife 09 and iWork 09, so you may wish to put a placeholder under the tree with the promise of software to arrive when it actually ships. Also repeating its dead last performance behind even such specialized software as Final Cut Express and Logic Express was Mobile Me. Ouch! Game and entertainment software. Despite the huge fuss about it in the gaming world, the Wrath of the Lich King expansion pack from World of Warcraft finished in the middle of the pack. It seems that Tidbits readers are less into massively multiplayer role-playing games and more into casual games like our top two vote-getters, Bejeweled and Solitaire Till Dawn 10. Also ranking highly, and perhaps surprisingly so, was Kid Pix Deluxe 3X. Seems like we're all getting older and are more interested in a quick game or something to do with our kids than an immersive game that would consume valuable family time. About Bejeweled from PopCap Games, Andy J. Williams and his wife favor Bejeweled. They wrote, "Simple puzzle games like Peggle and Bejeweled are great because they have no time commitment. In our busy lives, things that we can do for 5 to 10 minutes in the interstices of our days are perfect." Solitaire Till Dawn 10 from Semicolon Software. Andy also nominated this perpetual favorite once again this year, calling it his go-to for any kind of relaxation. I submit this each year not just because it's my tradition, but because I really do just play it that often. Kid Pix Deluxe 3X from the Software Mac Kiev Company. Ron Risley bought this title for his 6-year-old kid, but discovered that a family license would be more appropriate because everyone in his family uses it. "It does more than just paint," he wrote, "allowing children and their parents to create soundtracks and animated slideshows that can be exported to your video iPod so you can impress your friends with your kids' artistic prowess." Utility and enhancement software. All play and no work makes for an even worse economy, so programs that help us use our Macs more efficiently are always welcome presents. Last year's notables, LaunchBar and Fetch, both did well this year, but not quite as well as the second place entry, Default Folder 10, and the runaway top pick, 1Password. 1Password from Agile Web Solutions. The addition of an iPhone and iPod Touch version of 1Password enhances popularity this year. Lewis Butler wrote about the program, "It automatically stores all my web passwords, yes, but it also creates passwords on the fly, allows me to access my secure pages easily in my iPod Touch, and even lets me create a secure HTML file so that my passwords are always available anywhere I go." Default Folder 10 from St. Clair Software. This software falls into that category of essential utilities you forget are there until you use somebody else's computer and wonder why it doesn't work as you expect. Put simply, it makes using standard open and save dialog boxes faster and more efficient, so if you spend a lot of time in those dialogs, give Default Folder 10 a look. Productivity software. Of course, our Macs let us do things that weren't otherwise possible, create things, track our lives, and more. Managing tasks and information featured heavily in the ideas in this category, and in fact, the trailing three items in the top five were all task or information managers of one sort or another. OmniFocus from the Omni Group, Notebook from Circus Ponies, and Yojimbo from Barebone Software. However, the top two picks were entirely different, Hamrick Software's ViewScan and VMware Fusion. I imagine Parallels Desktop would also have placed well, though it didn't appear in the suggestions we received. ViewScan from Hamrick Software. Jeff Carlson's mother-in-law lost the use of her old flatbed scanner when she upgraded to a new iMac running Leopard. Although nothing is wrong with the scanner, Canon hasn't updated its software to support older models. Instead of buying a new one, she's going to get a copy of ViewScan. Reader Tomoharu Nishino, who suggested ViewScan as a gift, concurred. If your loved one has an aging scanner that is begging for a software update the manufacturer refuses to provide, Canon seems particularly egregious in this count, ViewScan just might breathe new life into it. It certainly saved my 4-year-old Canon scanner from the dustbin. Some owners of new scanners may even prefer it to the OEM version. VMware Fusion from VMware. We've written oodles about VMware Fusion, the popular virtualization software that lets Intel-based Macs run Windows XP, Windows Vista, Linux, and many other PC-based operating systems. Whether your need for Windows extends to applications for compatibility with applications from your office, or revolves largely around running the latest hot Windows-only game, VMware Fusion will extend your Mac's functionality beyond macOS 10. Macs. Moving from the world of the bit to the world of the atom, it seemed necessary to query people on which Mac models would make the best gift. I have to admit I was a bit surprised by these results. I can't really imagine an Xserve under a Christmas tree, so its last place finish was fine. And the Mac Mini is showing its age, but the MacBook in fourth place? Was the loss of FireWire really that much of a problem that it would fall behind not just the MacBook Pro and the iMac, but the Mac Pro? And I must apologize here. In a complete brain freeze, I totally forgot to include the MacBook Air in the survey. I'd guess it ranked between the MacBook and the Mac Mini. The ranking then. 1. MacBook Pro. 2. iMac. 3. Mac Pro. 4. MacBook. 5. Mac Mini. And 6. Xserve. Other Apple hardware. Last year we bundled all the Apple hardware together, but with so many additional products this year it made more sense to separate them from the Macs. Intriguingly, the iPod Touch was the favorite this year, followed by the iPhone 3G, perhaps because it provides the most of the features of the iPhone, other than the phone, GPS, and camera, but doesn't require the expensive monthly subscription cost that might make the iPhone too pricey for a gift. Also interesting were the two bottom items, the Apple TV and iPod Shuffle, both repeating in those positions from last year. The Apple TV, despite Apple's significant improvements in 2008, still hasn't caught fire, and although the iPod Shuffle cements Apple's position in the inexpensive MP3 player market, it just doesn't stack up in comparison to the far more capable iPod Nano. Miscellaneous hardware products. 3 of the top 4 items in this category are storage-related. Could it be that our message of backup, backup, backup is finally sinking in? We will, of course, take all the credit for increasing people's awareness of safeguarding their data. The popularity of the other entry, the Flip Minnow HD, shows that people want to record digital video, but don't want a traditional camcorder to do it. The D2 Quadra hard drive from LaCie, or any other external hard drive for backup. At one time we debated the merits of tape backup storing data on optical media and iOmega zip disks. Now, however, the external hard disk has emerged as the fastest, easiest way to backup one's data. The LaCie D2 Quadra is outfitted with eSATA, FireWire 400 and 800, and USB 2.0 ports for fast data transfer, and its 750GB and 1TB capacity offers a good stretch of time machine backups going into the past. Of course, there are plenty of other external hard drives of various ports and capacities. What's important is that you have something that stores a copy of your data that's not in your computer. Drobo from Data Robotics. Taking the external hard drive concept 1 or 4 steps further, the Drobo combines up to 4 bare internal hard drives to create one large intelligent storage device. Alexander Hoffman wrote, "It monitors the drive's health, and replacing a bad drive or a smaller drive could not be easier. You just take out the old one and put in the new one. Nothing to shut down or wait for." A USB 2.0 model is available for around $350 without drives, and a model with USB 2.0 and FireWire 800 can be had for around $440. The $200 Drobo Share device turns the Drobo into a network file server. USB 2.0 Universal Drive Adapter from NewerTech. Recommended by Doug201, this contraption can mount any 2.5-inch or 3.5-inch bare hard drive without putting it into an external enclosure. He wrote, "The idea is to use hard drives like floppy disks. You slide a bare hard drive into the dock and it shows up on your computer. There are cases available for protecting the hard drives when not in use. This adapter is great for creating duplicates of your startup disk as part of your off-site backup strategy." Flip Video Minnow HD from Pure Digital Technologies. The Flip Minnow and Minnow HD have redefined how people capture video. With one button recording and a minimum of other features, the Minnow HD captures decent 1280x720 video and connects to a computer via a built-in USB 2.0 plug. iPod iPhone accessories. The standout among the various cases and speakers was the 3G Juice external battery pack from 3G Juice. Alex Haffman wrote, "Does your loved one have an iPhone? Has she ever complained about the battery running out? There are a number of external battery packs available for the iPhone, most of them hooked to the dock connector. There are three main factors to consider when choosing among them: capacity, physical size, and price. My recommendation is the 3G Juice, which has a capacity of 1800 milliamp hours, costs $53.95, and is a svelte 2.4 by 2.4 by 0.5 inches large. iPhone/iPod Touch games. The popularity of casual games among our readers caused us to think that iPod and iPhone games deserve their own category, so we collected some additional suggestions from Twitter. The top three vote getters were Bullfrog Touch, Scrabble from Electronic Arts, and Motion X Poker. Bullfrog Touch from Outer Level is a classic arcade-style game in which you control a frog attempting to eat and avoid being stung by a variety of insects. Controls are largely accelerometer-based, and the game features 13 maps and 75 increasingly challenging levels. You can even compare your scores with other players online, although it looks like a guy named Earl is the guy to beat, given that he has 15 of the 16 highest scores of all time. Scrabble from Electronic Arts brings the traditional word game to your iPhone or iPod Touch. Shake the iPhone to shuffle tiles and use standard multi-touch gestures to place tiles and zoom in and out. The game provides multiple difficulty levels and lets you customize the rules, and you can play either by yourself or with another person in Wi-Fi multiplayer mode. Motion X Poker from Full Power Technologies is a dice poker game that utilizes the iPhone's accelerometer and advanced mathematical algorithms to simulate the rolling of real dice. The gameplay is simple but engaging and aims to maintain long-term interest by allowing you to unlock different dice graphics and betting tables as you earn more money in the game. iPhone iPod Touch apps. Moving beyond the quick distraction of the iPhone games brings us to full-fledged apps. Task management featured highly here as well, with the iPhone versions of OmniFocus and Things in the four most highly regarded apps, joined by Twitterific and MyWeather Mobile. We suspect some of the popularity of these programs may be related to the fact that three of the four have highly regarded Mac versions as well. OmniFocus from the Omni Group won a 2008 Apple Design Award for Best iPhone Productivity Application, and the fact that it syncs with a Mac version of OmniFocus has endeared it to many diehard OmniFocus users. But OmniFocus doesn't just display your tasks on the iPhone, it also uses your location to create a custom list of tasks to complete nearby. You can also capture tasks with OmniFocus on the iPhone using text, photos, and voice recordings. Things from Cultured Code competes directly with OmniFocus, being a task management utility that syncs with the Mac version, available for free as a pre-release. Things for the iPhone is choose iPhone-specific features for a faithful, unappropriate translation of the features on the Mac version, making it easier to enter, edit, schedule, and arrange tasks so you can easily figure out what to focus on. MyWeather Mobile from MyWeather provides current weather data, graphical forecasts, climatic trends, and animated looping radar images for multiple locations. It's also location-aware, so you don't have to enter new locations as you move around. Attractive and easy to use, it suffers only from the lack of text-based forecasts. Twitterific from the Icon Factory is one of several Twitter clients for the iPhone and the only one suggested in Tibbetts Talk. Features a well-considered interface for displaying posts, replies, and direct messages, provides easy access to user profiles, and has a mini-browser for displaying linked pages without leaving Twitterific for Safari. Interestingly, although Twitterific rated highly overall, it generated strong feelings. People either liked it a lot or not at all. For the Macintosh-minded, there has to be at least one category that collects all the other items that don't fit into hardware or software. This year's suggestions are a varied lot of items that Mac users will no doubt appreciate. Wall-E on DVD from Pixar, the critically acclaimed animated feature, which benefited from some conceptual design work by Apple Senior VP of Industrial Design Jonathan Ive, may be the perfect movie to collapse to after your holiday feast. Marilyn Matty wrote, "Can a tattered and obsolete SE30 find true love with a sexy, sleek, and shiny future iMac? Pixar's Wall-E, now available on DVD, has the answer. The first half of the movie, which is virtually sans dialogue, had me floored. An added plus for the Macintosh-minded are all the Mac and iPod references. It's great viewing for all ages. The movie is also available for download from iTunes, but you don't get the bonus features included with the DVD or Blu-ray versions." Audiobook gift certificate from Audible.com. Audiobooks are great gifts for those with long commutes or New Year's resolutions involving hours on the treadmill. Alex Hoffman wrote, "We all have MP3 players of some sort or another, likely an iPod or iPhone, and while too many of us have stopped reading books, we might listen to books. So what about an Audible.com gift certificate? I never got around to reading President-elect Obama's two original books, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope, but I cannot tell you how much I am enjoying listening to him read them now. If your loved one doesn't want to hear Obama, there are thousands more possibilities." Scanning of analog photos by Scan Cafe. Based in California, Scan Cafe will scan your photos and negatives, put the images online, print the images you choose from their website, and then charge you for only those prints at prices between 25 cents and 29 cents per photo for standard resolution. Dan O'Donnell said, "All this talk of digital photography brings to mind the thousands of photos I have that are still on film, slide and negative, 35mm and medium format. No doubt many other people have zillions of these also. One alternative is to scan them ourselves, but the time investment required to become competent at scanning, color correcting, and dust or flaw elimination is not a luxury most people have. Perhaps a better alternative is to have Scan Cafe scan the slides, negatives, and pictures. Gift certificates are available." Harmony One Advanced Universal Remote from Logitech. After losing his Harmony 890 remote, Kevin Van Haren was in dire need of remote control convenience. He wrote, "The Harmony One allows you to control boxes simultaneously by telling it what you want it to do. For example, I'm watching a DVD and want to watch my Apple TV. On the remote, I press the Activities button and press Watch Apple TV. It will then set the TV to HDMI input 2, set the stereo to CD-SACD, the input I use for the Apple TV's optical output, and turn the DVD player off. I don't have to do each step manually." That's it for this year, but as we mentioned earlier, be sure to check out the ongoing Tidbits Talk threads for more gift ideas from readers. Thank you everyone who contributed to the list and voted for your favorites. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and it's a lot of work putting all this stuff together, but sure hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again.